My thoughts have recently just been there, and I can't make a conscious choice. Just been there, and I can't make a conscious choice to act or not on them. It is a comfortable place to be. What should I do next? I don't know. If you were in a comfortable place, I would stay in the comfortable place. That sounds like that's the top priority. And it sounds like some kind of a debate is going on in the background. But it is not causing any discomfort or anything like that. I would just let it go and see if it goes away. A lot of problems that come up in my head that seem important, if I ignore them, and I just say, I got it. I'm going to take that up tomorrow. That's another way of working with these thoughts that come in, is to acknowledge them and tell them you're going to take it up tomorrow. And they're all good. So then they go get quiet. And they don't come back tomorrow. A lot of times it just doesn't show up again. I don't know if that's what this writer was saying. But if you're in a comfortable place, I would just stay comfortable. I might be misreading that, but
that was my best shot.
Well, this is interesting. When God speaks to you, do you ever hear an actual voice? Well, I've talked to people that have, and I believe them. Even though the voice might be generated through our thinking, I believe that some people have. The first thing that happened to me, I had about 6 or 7 months, and I was a nervous wreck. I was in the Marine Corps, driving around Quantico. Drinking, you know, and smoking, and just that, blah, 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 and just, you know, you can just feel the bundle of nerves just going. And I'd sit at meetings, and my legs are jiggling, and, you know, just that, ah. And I just was driving along, and there wasn't a voice, but I was told that as long as I stuck with AA, everything would be fine, and I believed it. And now, if there had been a microphone in the car, nobody would have heard anything, but it had the effect on me as if the voice spoke those words, because I felt wonderful about it. I was still a nervous wreck, but I felt absolutely sure of the course that I was now on, even though I couldn't see it. So, has anybody here actually heard a voice? Just out of curiosity, and you wouldn't mind? Okay. Yes, there's one. I know that this is not that unusual. Okay. Have you had moments of utter confusion and frustration, not wanting to do anything, but feeling you have to do something with this feeling? Of course I've had these feelings. I wouldn't be a human being if I didn't have these feelings. The question is, how much power do these feelings have over us? I mean, who doesn't have, I don't know whether to go this way or that way. What did we say in the, I don't know whether to shoot or go blind. That was the the description of this when I was in the Marine Corps. I don't know, you know, just on and on. So I think that's to have that sense in the middle of some kind of fast-moving situation, you got to make decisions, you got to do this, you got to do that. And they happen now, but the impact of this is sort of a mild sense of frustration. I had that Monday, when coming out here, the plane is late, I might not ever get here, I'm going to stand in line forever, you know. And eventually I just got a yogurt thing and sat down and started eating it, and I started thinking about how good that damn yogurt, you know, if you mix chocolate and vanilla, it's just perfect. And by the time I got to the bottom of the cup, I was totally enjoying the yogurt. And the problem was yapping away somewhere, you know, that, oh, you're not going to get there until Saturday night. What a waste of time. You know, it's so easy to get, should you try and get another plane out? You know, all that. And so yogurt is a damn good answer to these things. And everybody has their own way of refocusing on getting centered, whatever it is. And if you don't, try to start developing those where you can just step out of the role of being totally confused into a quiet place. And the problem starts resolving itself. It just starts, or as I read earlier, or it starts going away. All right. Regarding relationships, can you talk about the difference between tolerance and acceptance, and between acceptance and compliance with their demands? I think what we have in here are spiritual and non-spiritual terms combined. So in other words, the difference between tolerance and acceptance is spiritual and tolerance isn't. In other words, if I accept something, that means I'm comfortable with it, so I don't need to tolerate it. It's been accepted. And I have worked so that it isn't bothering me. Acceptance and compliance. Compliance is non-spiritual. Acceptance is spiritual. Compliance is there is a sense of willfulness that it's wrong, but I'm going to go along with it anyway. Whereas acceptance, I'm back in God's hands, a child of God, and events are taking place. Compliance means, it's just in the word itself, it's saying, I don't want it to be this way, but I'm going to go along. And so that would be mine. And I realize when you're in the middle of these things, it looks like there's no answer. And since there's no answer, we're letting go of the whole situation. Just, I have no idea how this all works out. I'll just wait and get contacted by God as to how this works out, instead of trying to fix it. Right, Steve?
Right.
Okay. In reference to the question about making a decision to overcome bad work habits, inertia, etc., is not the underlying problem fear, and isn't a more rigorous approach? Rigorous means I'm going to come up with the solution. Anytime rigorous, I am the one who is going to cause the change. Allowing God to do it is not rigorous. It is, and we go, well, then why don't we just let God help us with all these problems? We don't want him in our life that much. It's like the feeling that the people have about the federal government sometimes. Yeah, I'd like some help, but not that much. And so there's a resistance to relying on God in all matters. There's a sense that I ought to be able to do something about it myself. And I'm just a big believer in whatever is bothering me to let it go and allow God to come in and give me the answer to it. I know it sounds more practical to come up with some way of getting off your butt and getting to, I've got to get out and I'm going to do those things. But when the decision comes to do that, it'll come from God. And we'll see. I think there's a question in here that covers something I want to